Today it's about the oldest child, the oldest girl in the family, and her sisters. You know, in our African society, our relationships are very intricate. And especially when you are the oldest who lives abroad and everybody else is back home, you are seen with so much responsibilities. Whether you like it or not, a lot is on your shoulder. People expect a lot from you. People expect success from you. People expect you to take care of them. People expect perfection from you, even though they don't ask for it. People expect you to probably have it all, but sometimes you don't, right? And have it all is what in our African mentality? It's really subjective. In our African society, when you are the oldest girl, at a certain point in your life, you are expected to be married. You are expected to have children. And now probably you are expected to have a big career as well, and a wonderful and perfect marriage, and build and take care of the family. Now, there are some families, they don't need you to do much because everybody is quite independent, but there's still some families that depend on you. They want you to send money to take care of them, to build homes, to build houses, and it is just a part of us. It's not something to complain about. We adjust. We live with it. That's how we were raised. And we don't complain about it at a certain point, of course. But we usually don't complain about it. We understand those are our responsibilities. And most of the time, we are glad to fulfill them.
For more encouragement and inspirational insights, please join me on my podcast called Endless. Now playing on Google Podcasts, iTunes, Spotify, and Podbean.
Imagine that you have sisters that you have taken care of. At least you did your best with the means that you did have. You contributed in them going to school, in them not going through the things that you have gone through. You have given the best that you could. It may not be seen as much, but you have. We have some siblings that take care of their sisters like it was their own children. They pay for schools, they pay for room and board, they pay for everything the siblings need in order for the siblings to succeed and to be better. Then when we come into things of life matters, like marriage and children, all of a sudden, it looks like people forget who's who. Definitely, we would not dismiss the fact that we have older sisters out there that are living some suspicious lifestyle. We will not negate that. However, the majority of sisters, the majority of older sisters love their siblings, and they're just doing their best. They may not do it right, but they're just doing their best. They're really putting the effort to see everybody within the family have a situation probably even better than theirs. The unfortunate situation comes, you're the oldest, you are not married, or you do not have children. And now the sisters that you have helped to be better are in relationships, or they are married, or some of them have kids now. All of a sudden, you are now the enemy. You are now the jealous sister. You are now the witch. For whatever reason that they think you are now the enemy of their happiness. And hurt is just a part of life. The same way you were hurt, probably you hurt somebody else. That's just a part of everyday life, right? But there are some types of hurt that you don't expect. they can really cut you in pieces, right? If you are that older sister, what do you do? Here are three advice to help you cope with this tragedy. Yes, it is a tragedy. First, as I said earlier, there are sisters out there, there are relatives out there. You don't know what they're up to. But again, the majority of sisters, the majority of siblings, especially from the same mother and the same father, just want the best for the family. So if what they're saying, what your siblings are saying, or what they're accusing you of is not true, remain calm. Second, forgive. Forgive them, for they do not know what they're saying. Does it remind you of someone who has said that before?
You can also have your own copy of my inspirational quotes on Amazon. Enjoy your reading.
Third, and probably the most important, do not get into their business. However, be fair and be objective. Remember your position in the family. If you have nieces and nephew, they have nothing to do with this mess. So, hoping and praying the mothers will not think that you are trying to hurt their children or you are trying to do something suspicious with their children. You have responsibilities as an oldest. And those kids, they have nothing to do with whatever predicament that is going on. So you still need to fulfill your responsibility. We're not asking you to take care of them or anything like that. Of course, they have their own parents. But as an auntie, you also have your place. And as much as you can do, whatever is possible for you to do, you still have to do that, no matter what the mothers are saying about you. Truth always has its time, no matter how long it takes. So remain calm. You are the oldest. You will always remain the oldest. No one will take it from you. You have been anointed to be the oldest.